listening up. Everybody keeps on listening in. Nobody's listening up. We've been cha-cha-chaing now to Latin you in, and you just stand like they look. Everybody keeps on talking about it. Nobody's getting it done. Everybody keeps on talking about it. Nobody's getting it done. I'm getting tired, tired of listening, listening. No, we not. The ship's gotta run. The ship's gotta run. Yeah.
You listen to Beats in Space. Here's your host, Tim Sweeney, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York. We're wrapping up the show here. This is Angola, the Carl Craig remix on, what is this? RCA, I guess? BMG. It's really nice, though. Before that, we had Theo Parrish with a track called Smile. Then Stasis with a track called... Which one was that? That was Thing One. That's on Peace Frog. Just came out. But it's actually an old track from the mid-90s. Early to mid-90s. Stasis was a guy who put out a lot of stuff on Art, which was Kirk DiGiorgio's record label back in the early to mid-90s, which is a really nice record label. Which you, if you ever see anything on that label, you should pick it up. Before that, we had Kenny Larkin with a track called Metaphor off his Metaphor LP on R&S Records from 1995. Been waiting to play that one for a while, so it was nice to get that in there. Then we had Drexia from Warp Records off a rare record on there that I got from bleep.com. It's really nice. Gotta give it to Warp for that. If you didn't hear me earlier, Warp Records put their whole back catalog online so that you can download it if you want. I mean, of course, you have to pay, but it's at bleep.com. It's really nice, though. Okay, before that, we had Matthew Deer with a track called Dog Days. Then it was Freddie Moss with a track called Path. That was on Tiger Sushi Records. Little promo from them. Then Sweet Exorcist with Test 4. And that's on Warp Records from 1990. Before that was LCD Sound System with Yeah, the Crass version on DFA Records. Then it was Loose Joints with Pop Your Funk. Soul Jazz Records just put out this little promo 12-inch on blue vinyl, just one-sided with Pop Your Funk, but it's a really crazy track. I like it. And Soul Jazz is putting out a whole compilation of Arthur Russell tracks. It's called The World of Arthur Russell, and I'm really looking forward to that. That should be out soon. This is the first 12-inch off of it, and but it should be really interesting, so look out for that. It's called The World of Arthur Russell on Soul Jazz Records. Before that, we had Black Dice with Endless Happiness, the I remix, I from the Boredoms. That was on DFA Records. And then before that was Mew with a track called... which one was that called? Hold on, I'll find it. That was Let's Get Sick, and that's on Tiger Sushi Records. Alright, if you like what you hear tonight, definitely check out the website, www.beatsinspace.net, BEATSINSPACE.net. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me, tim@beatsinspace.net. And the website has playlists, news, and archives of the radio show if you want to check that out. And I also wanted to let you know that I'm going to be playing tomorrow night over at APT upstairs. And APT is at 419 West 13th Street between 9th Avenue and Washington. So it's 13th Street all the way west. And I'm going to be playing upstairs all night. Probably won't get as crazy as I got tonight, but it'll be fun party music type stuff. So come by, have a drink, say hello, and it'll be a good time. So, all right, I'm going to end the show now with this Aphex Twin track that I've been dying to play, which I got off of bleep.com as well, but it's from a rare Aphex Twin EP, or AFX, same guy, this track is called Every Day, I think it was the name of the track, but it's really nice. So anyways, I'm going to end it with that, AFX on Warp Records. And again, don't forget, Beats in Space is every Thursday night, 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on WNYU 89.1 FM with your host, Tim Sweeney. And tune in next Thursday, all right? Have a good week. And this is AFX.